This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
A 26 years long road trip comes to an end.
Ford is to stop manufacturing in India and take a hit of about $2 billion. The carmaker says it does not see a path to profitability in the country.
The US company has accumulated operating losses of more than $2 billion over the last 10 years.
Ford India will cease manufacturing vehicles for sale in India immediately.
In a hastily organized town hall on Thursday, September 9th, the top management of Ford told workers that it would ramp down production of its popular models made in India, such as Ford EcoSport and Ford Freestyle. The US carmaker's journey in India has been full of road bumps. But what led to this major decision to shut down both its manufacturing units in India? And for a brand that thrived on the tagline, family wali feeling, what does it mean for the Ford family of employees, associates, dealers, and car owners? Fasten your seatbelts and get ready to find out all this and more. From the Economic Times, I'm Rachita Prasad. It's Tuesday, 14th September, and this is the Morning Brief. My colleague from ET, Ketan Thakkar, who is tracking this development closely, is my navigator for this ride. Ketan, what went wrong with Ford in India?
Well, the company was sitting on over $2 billion of accumulated losses. Over a period of time, we've seen the domestic operation has been bleeding incessantly due to its inherent high cost structure. They had two massive factories with capacity of over 440,000 units, which were barely utilized. At its best, both the factories were utilized to the extent of 60 to 70%, which is pretty low for one to survive in a highly competitive market like India. Product development costs were quite high, which was needed for them to stay relevant to the Indian market. So low volumes in domestic market, falling export volumes with many of the global markets moving to more evolved, connected and clean vehicles, and the declining economic growth in some of the emerging markets, including India, led to lower demand for the brand. And all this compounded into one big problem for Ford in India. Plus, you know, in order to ensure that how they survive, they have been desperately looking for partners. It's the company's attempt to stitch together partnership with Mahindra also failed. So all these reasons kind of compounded into a one big problem, and hence the company had to pull the plug on its local manufacturing in India.
This is not the first time Ford had to take a U-turn in India. The initial Ford India company was liquidated in May 1953 as the severe import restrictions then made it difficult for the company to survive. But it made a big bang entry in 1995 through a joint venture as Mahindra Ford India Limited. This time, the company made a total investment of $2.5 billion in the Indian market over the 2.5 decades and set up state-of-the-art manufacturing plants in Maraimalai Nagar near Chennai and Sanand in Gujarat. It launched the widely popular SUV Ford EcoSport, which benefited from the government's policy of lower taxes for sub-4-meter cars and gained a first-mover's advantage. But beyond EcoSport, there were few product successes for Ford in India.
They came out with products that were me too, competing against the likes of Maruti Suzuki and Hyundai. You really need to have a strong differentiator or a segment creator. Wherever the company has gone into segments which were me too, it's really difficult for a challenger brand to compete with, you know, really fierce rivals like Maruti Suzuki and Hyundai, who understand the Indian market. Their cost structures are significantly lower. Their ability to make a product succeed is far more higher. And what really happened was that $1 billion investment that company announced into Sanand and their eventual entry into the large volumes hatchback and sedan space, unfortunately, the products really didn't have anything dramatically different or new. They were actually trying to do what Maruti Suzuki does, and to try and beat a leader in its game, it's highly impossible.
Ford's exit means that about 4,000 people employed directly by the company for manufacturing operations will lose their job. The company has said it will sell the manufacturing units. There may be a possibility of the workers getting absorbed by the new owner, but that won't be easy. Ford has been scouting for buyers for months now with no luck so far. For now, the company is likely to offer only a severance package. But it's not just those directly employed by Ford who will be impacted. Manufacturing units like those of Ford have a thriving ecosystem around them that will be impacted as well.
There is an ecosystem supporting Ford in Maraimalanagar. The MSMEs and SMEs, they are already struggling and they will struggle more. And there is going to be for people who are going to provide the transport for staff working from Maraimalanagar back and forth. And then you are going to have eateries outside. That entire ecosystem has a lot of coffee shops, tea shops, small eateries, small provision stores. Maraimalanagar will have a lot of residences where people have rented the space, depending on people employed either in Ford or suppliers. Now, that is going to be a problem, and those real estate value will crash in that area. Everybody is going to be in trouble.
That's Anand Srinivasan, a Chennai-based financial consultant familiar with the history of Ford in India. Anand said that Maraimalanagar was a lonely neighborhood in the outskirts of Chennai before Ford made its factory there and turned it into an industrial hub. ET's Diya Rekhi visited Maraimalanagar to gauge the mood of the residents after Ford's announcement.
So Ford operates in this area called Maraimalanagar, which is on the outskirts of Chennai city. And the factory came into operation in the 90s on the GST road and has been one of the top contributors to the development of that entire stretch. So a few days ago, I visited the area. I spoke to some of the employees and they were so concerned about the fact that they're staring at a very uncertain future. And one such employee was willing to talk to me on record on the condition that his name wouldn't be revealed. And he spoke about how this decision has come as a shock to him as well as many other employees, because they believed that another company would at least take over operations and things would be under control. So he said that there was talk at one point of Ford providing a settlement to workers, but he said that it wasn't a settlement, but a job that he needed to put food on the table and to provide for his wife and two young children.
When Ford decided to close, we were really shocked. They'd initially said that they were going to tie up with Mahindra or similar companies. They even said that they were in talks with Ola, but nothing came through. In how sudden all of this was, we couldn't find a job. They said they'd work out a settlement, about which we have a meeting on Monday. Only after the meeting on Monday will we know how they will be making the settlement. But no matter how much they give us in the settlement, it might not be enough. For us, we had a lot of years invested in this company's future, and I'm afraid this may jeopardize our daily lives. All we want is our jobs back.
It isn't just the employees, but the entire ecosystem that has come up around Ford that is in jeopardy. For instance, there are about 4 or 5 roadside eateries right opposite the factory, which sell everything from idlis to noodles and biryani. And Dhanvant Ram, who owns Cholan Hotel, said he gets at least 150 people on a daily basis from the Ford factory.
So, if a business side na eduthukitingna nariya
from a business side, we have a major loss of customers. We will be losing a lot of customers that used to come here regularly to eat. There are a few rental houses for laborers around that will also face losses. Daily, we've had about 150 customers from Ford coming to eat at the restaurant. This shutdown will really impact our business.
The locals too are on tenterhooks with this news. Those who run small-scale businesses like T. Karupusami, who has a vegetables shop in the settlement right next to Ford, said he was really concerned about the fact that a lot of his business is going to plummet because of all these workers going back to their hometowns.
My name is Karupa Swami. It's been 20 years since I came to this city. When Ford was being constructed, I came here. When the construction was happening, everything was fine for me. Business was good. Now I see they are going to shut the company. This will be very difficult for me. I have a vegetable shop. I have been selling vegetables for 20 years. When the company was running, people used to come buy from me. Now there won't be people coming here. I don't know what to do.
A lot is on the line, Rachita, and as a resident of Chennai, I can tell you that the coming of the Ford factory really transformed that stretch, as it paved the way for a lot of other companies to set up shop there and contributed to the development of that area.
Papa, why is there
so much traffic? Maybe accident happened.
उन अंकल की कोई हेल्प नहीं कर रहा अगर हमारे साथ ऐसा हुआ तो
डोंट वरी बेटा हम सेफ है ओके
बात सिर्फ सेफ गाड़ी चलाने की नहीं है आगे होके हाथ बढ़ाने की है फोर्ड कुछ अलग सी फैमिली वाली फीलिंग
व्हाट अबाउट द कंज्यूमर्स सम ऑफ देम हैव ड्रिवन देयर ब्रांड न्यू फोर्ड होम ओनली रिसेंटली In fact, some people bought their new Ford even after the announcement was made.
The resale value of their cars will fall. And the biggest anxiety that they may have is with regards to the cost of service and availability of service. Ford, on its part, has assured that it will try to retain all its dealers. And the dealers will try to serve the existing over a million customers. But I don't see how these dealers will survive based on just, you know, service revenue. So it is going to be hard. Anyone who's owned the Ford for 5 to 7 years, unfortunately, may not really get the kind of resale value as he or she was expecting.
This exit will cost Ford about $1.7 billion. The company's 170 dealers, who run about 391 outlets, have invested crores of rupees for setting up these fancy showrooms. They have an inventory of about 1,000 cars worth an estimated of rupees 150 crore right now. The dealers are worried about their investments. They employ close to 40,000 people and their future is uncertain too. Vikesh Gulati, president of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, better known as FADA, shares the woes of his peers.
Any dealer who is involved in a dealership means he has invested at least around 8 to 10 crores of his own money to get a dealership. To actually earn out of that dealership, he minimum needs 10 years of running dealership. And as we are talking about the Ford, you are aware there are a lot of dealers who have just joined the bandwagon. So just 5 months back, a new dealer had come up in Delhi, a new dealer had come up in Noida. Obviously, there are a lot of issues like goodwill, customer handling, manpower. But only investment part, that is a bigger issue because he has taken some loans to create that infrastructure, create that working capital. Now, as Ford has shut shop, all the finances would be at his doorstep to collect the money.
Ford says that it has a plan to make these dealerships viable from service and parts revenue. It will also import some of its more expensive models like the Endeavour and Mustang to sell through these dealerships. But these cars will cost rupees 50 lakh and more, and sales are expected to be low.
So Ford is committing that they will be continuing with the dealers as a service dealer. And whatever losses they are making, the covering of that loss is on Ford's cost. So basically the viability is based on Ford. But the point is, nobody invests in a money to just meet their ends. You are there for the profit, not just to maintain the amount what you have invested to be there. So that is an issue. What would be the compensation? How will it go ahead? As of now, the discussions haven't started with any dealer, but it will go ahead.
This entire episode brings a sense of deja vu to Indian auto industry. Ford is not the first to shut shop in India overnight. Harley Davidson announced its withdrawal last year and General Motors exited in 2017. At a time when Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government is pushing foreign businesses to set up manufacturing capacity locally, why are American car makers exiting India?
The challenge for many global automakers is to where do you allocate the finite resources that you have? Should they invest in future mobility that is connected, shared, and electric? or use a part of their resource into an emerging market like India, which is amongst the top five markets, but it's a very hard market. You know, I mean, it's still asking for conventional, traditional mobility. It's a largely oligopolistic market dominated by Suzuki and Hyundai Motor that accounts for 70 to 75% of the market. So the core product portfolio offering of these US vehicle makers have been quite far from the needs of the Indian market. You know, Harley or Ford or General Motors, you know, they are designed for evolved needs of the developed markets who have the ability to pay higher price. However, the moment you translate that into India, you actually outprice yourself against fierce rivals. So it's a tough market to crack. So it's about choosing your battles, and they realize that it's better to protect their core rather than participate in a highly competitive, fierce market where you're actually losing money year after year.
India's passenger vehicle market has grown at mere 3% in the last decade, disappointing experts who had pegged double-digit growth. The industry sits on tons of idle manufacturing capacity. Ford's exit, experts say, is a mere symptom of the issues faced by the auto industry in India.
The industry is already sitting on glut of capacity, so you really don't see any fresh investment coming from the existing players. Whatever investment that you see nowadays is purely on upgrading the technology rather than on creating capacity. India probably is sitting on its lowest capacity utilization when it comes to its factories. So it's really hard to make money in India. There is a desperate need for government to actually come and support the industry, but the support has barely come through. One was expecting some kind of benefit when GST was implemented, that, you know, the taxes will be rationalized. India is seen amongst the highest taxed automotive market in the world. So it has been a very tough journey if one were to look at the last one decade. Post-COVID, we spoke about how the market has been pulled back by 5 to 7 years. So really, this market has not really lived up to its potential. High cost structure, falling economic growth, high tax structure has been, you know, have been some of the impediments in this market realizing its potential.
The shutdown of Ford in India is not only an important chapter in the history of the company founded by Henry Ford, but will also be a case study for Indian businesses. Adverse macro conditions coupled with micro decisions that did not deliver. Whether the manufacturing units are sold successfully, what happens to the workers, dealers, and customers, and all those who derived livelihood from the supporting ecosystem, we will have to wait and watch. But for now, this joyride seems to have ended. A quote often attributed to Henry Ford says, "Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently." We will keep an eye on whether the company named after him lives up to this mantra. I'm Rachita Prasad, and you have been listening to The Morning Brief. This episode was edited and coordinated by Nehal Chaliawala. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We look forward to your feedback. Write to us at themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. And if you like this episode, please do share it on social media. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Goodbye and good luck. All edited sound clips in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits mentioned in the description.